Blog Talk Radio.
It's Friday. Do you know where your IT guys are? We don't. It's Patch and Switch. And now, the two guys who couldn't make it as interpretive dancers because, well, have you tried those dance belts? It's Patch and Switch.
Mental image cleanup on aisle 6, please.
Where did they hit them?
No, I've just seen them. That's all.
Well, I can speak from experience that they're not exactly comfortable.
Hey, welcome to the show, my friend.
On that note.
Yeah, on that note. We're
changing topics quickly.
Hey, how are you?
I'm low energy today, man.
You're low energy.
I'm low energy. I'm trying to perk myself up, and it's just not working. I don't know what it is. I'm just feeling run down, you know?
Yeah.
Run down.
Well, there's been a lot going on.
It's been a busy week.
It has been a busy week.
Very busy week. And, yeah, you know, like, I feel like one of those days where your body is about, I don't know, a half second behind where your brain is or something like that. You know,
so kind of like the delayed sound that we have in our earphones.
I got rid of that, didn't I?
Oh, yeah, I think you did. But
so, you know what was happening with that? I'm actually on the Patch and Switch page. I've never been on the actual page that our listeners have to use.
Oh, so you actually got the live stream.
And so I've actually had the live stream, which is about a 3-second delay from the other one, just in case they want to beep this out or something like that. But it actually means... So both Patch and Switch are in the chat room together.
Yeah, that's right up until the point that you become distracted by blinky lights or social media.
No, it's actually the emoticons, which are freaking me out right now. I never saw them before.
Yes, there are emoticons. Hey, I want to send a shout-out and a welcome to those of you who have joined us in the chat room. We've got Frederick, as Jay Shock said, the Swedish chef has joined us. We've got Hank NL. Jay Shock is there. Mr. Beckman in 70-degree Atlanta has joined us.
Warm temperatures.
Exactly. And then, okay, so I've been calling Ladwig Laidwig.
Yes.
And he not so subtly corrected my mistake.
He finally got around to correcting you.
Yes.
Ladwig.
Yeah.
Ladwig.
And so it was like, hey, how are you doing? He's like, it's Ladwig. Yep. Not Laidwig. It's Ladwig.
Yeah.
I'm still going to probably call him... You know, by Laidwig, but yeah, it's all right. He'll have to get over it.
Yeah, well, it's kind of like people calling me, you know, Klaus or something like that. I don't like that.
You don't like that?
No.
You're like, it's Claus, like Santa.
Claus, like Santa. But then they say, well, how do you spell that? I'm like, really? They always put an E on the end.
An E on the end?
Yeah, like a grammatical clause.
Oh, okay.
Subordinate or insubordinate? I'm always the insubordinate.
Well, that's not a shock. I don't think any of our listeners
would think that. But hey, this is a call-in show, believe it or not.
Oh, really?
We occasionally get the odd caller, and definitely very odd if it's Jay Shock, that calls in. You can call us if you're interested on a toll number of 646-595-4888. That number again is 646-595-4888.
Or you can use the Skypes.
Somehow they figured it out. You have to have a Blog Talk Radio account for that one to work.
Yes.
There is a free version of the Blog Talk Radio account. That gives you the ability to have a wonderful name inside the chat rooms and also connect up with the player somewhere to be able to use Skype to call in. And usually this is where we get someone trying to call us on the actual Skype to Skype, which doesn't work. Don't do that.
Right.
You have to actually use...
The one on the show page.
The one on the show page, which I don't know where it is. Oh, there it is.
Hey, look,
it's a little tiny button.
Okay, there you go.
At the top of the window of the player, there's actually the phone number is listed. So this is redundant. We're saying the number redundantly.
We're redundantly the redundant.
Or you can click on the little teeny tiny Skype icon.
Okay. Scott is, I do have to say that, yes, Scott was very nice about it. But see, it doesn't make for a very interesting radio talk show.
Right. If everybody's nice.
If everybody's nice. I mean,
that's called Canadian talk shows.
Everybody's apologizing for everything?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Scott was actually very nice. And it was very good to see folks. So we were in Houston, H-Town.
We were doing a scouting trip.
We were.
I felt like I needed to have like a clipboard and the ball cap and take notes about people and things like that.
Yeah.
Isn't that what ball people do? Scouters?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, so baseball.
Baseball scouters.
Okay. Yeah.
Is that?
I see where you're going with
that.
Yeah. I finally picked up on it. apparently, you're not the only one who's running on a 5-second delay today.
I guess.
So yeah, that was fantastic. You know, I lived in that city. A lot of our listeners know this.
Really?
Yes, for
I
considerable.
Never
yes, exactly.
Your amount of
Houston Texans gear that I wear.
As I say, Astros.
No,
Texans.
That would be the baseball team.
Okay.
It's the Texans. Yeah, and we're not going to talk about them due to last night's embarrassment again. Anyway,
the Astros?
No, the Texans.
The Texans.
Yeah. So anyway, we went down on a scouting trip, and I know that and it's going to come across like kind of cheeky because I did live there for so long. But
yeah.
I'm going to be honest with you. When I lived there, we didn't hang out downtown. Right? I mean, because Houston is now, I think I heard it's now the third largest city in the country. If not, it's been, you know, third or fourth for the last little while. And nobody actually lives in the city. They live around the city.
That's changing, though, right?
That is absolutely changing. It used to be that you didn't really go into downtown at night because they rolled the streets up. And that changed a lot after the first Super Bowl in 2004, which for those of you just trying to, you know, pinpoint what Super Bowl that was the Janet Jackson Super Bowl.
With the malfunction.
Yeah, so with the wardrobe malfunction.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's a historical footnote.
It is. And, you know, we went on a scouting trip, and I have to admit, I kind of fell in love with the city again. It was fantastic.
I thought it was cool because of the foodies.
Yes.
The good food, the trendy bars.
Yeah.
I think there's some bars there that were too trendy for me.
And then there's also the not-so-trendy bars as well. There's plenty of those. We went to one on Monday night, actually, to watch the football game. Just literally just walk to the end of the convention center, make a right. It's half a block down. It was fantastic. It was a great time. Great to see Scott. Great to see a bunch of the other folks who are Tech Ed and MMS folks. And great to get a look at the city. We'll actually share our look in the city, the chaos that ensued when you shoot video for 16 and a half hours.
Yeah, I was about to say, we got there early just for the purpose of trying out all sorts of fun stuff. If you're there and you're watching the hashtag MS Tech Ed, you can see all the various pictures of all the different locales. I've never had catfish fried and cheese grits for breakfast before. That was new for me.
Oh, so good.
Was having Mexican for breakfast.
Yes.
I never knew you could have Mexican for breakfast.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
And they had some fresh squeezed melon lemonade as well as a very good margarita at 8 o'clock in the morning, which
it's
is always fun.
Hair of the dog. You can't drink all day unless you start in the morning.
Yep. Some nice bars. I was still amazed by the amount of beer. It's kind of a segment that we kind of threw in there last week and the week before, but we had some very good beer. And then I'd call it the pre-prohibition cocktail party lounge, which is cool.
Yeah.
That's the first time for me. I've never been to one of those.
Oh, okay.
So in Canada, we never had prohibition. We were just selling you guys all the booze across the border.
Exactly. Exactly. Watering it down and selling it to us.
Yes.
So, yeah, it was fun. Now, it's not going to be just one video. There'll be multiple videos because just the amount of footage that we shot. And, of course, you know, just hang out, watch that hashtag. You'll see when we post the next show. Am I keeping you up here, buddy, or
I'm
what?
I'm telling you, man. I'm off today. I don't know what it is. I'm trying to focus.
So let's focus back to the show.
From the trenches.
Da-da-da-da.
Usually the first one we talk about.
Yes. We've been in the trenches.
I'm trying to think if I had any tech stories at the last little while. You know my ongoing saga with the lovely Sam that I've been dealing with. Still.
It continues on.
It continues. So the latest of that particular saga is that the support people that I have connections with never bothered to even tell me that their agent does not work or install on 2012 R2. I had to figure that out myself, and it took me a while to figure that out once I finally got it, which is nice of them to tell me. And then I now will have to actually go in and downgrade my servers to 2012 to be able to try that out to see how that works. So what I'm going to do to make it useful is I'm going to use two servers fronting the SAN with 2012 talking to the San Array, used fiber channel, and then have them share that out as SMB3 to the Hyper-V boxes.
Oh.
So basically, I'm getting around the issue of having to put fiber channel cards and downgrading all my servers to 2012 to simply using two of them as 2012, doing an SMB3 share at the front, and then having the rest of the guys simply using SMB3 to store the files. Because it's all about ultimately storing VHDX files and stuff like that. So that's my workaround.
So, and is this a temporary workaround? I mean, when the support comes, are you going to...
That's the problem. Like, apparently the forums have said that there might be an update to the agent in calendar Q1.
Okay.
In January.
Well, but starting in January, but it could go as late as
it
March,
could be
right?
That could be a Microsoft date.
Yeah.
Where they just say, you know, it's Q1, so, you know, it'll be 3-4 months after the fact when it finally shows up or something like that. But I don't know. It's I'm at the point right now where I'm ready just to walk down the street and buy a couple of hard drives and throw them in the server directly. And say, here you go. You don't need any IOPS. Who needs stinking IOPS?
IOPS. We don't need no stinking IOPS. Hey, look, Gray Matters Zero has joined us, as has Heather Fitzpatrick. So I've got a shout out to two new listeners. We're cruising right along. Heather's in the chat room.
Oh wow, who's Gray Matter Zero?
I don't know. And oh, look at this,
MacGyjit.
MacGyjit. We know who that is.
I don't know who that is.
It's Harjit.
Oh, okay.
it's like we've almost tripled our listenership in one show.
That's amazing.
I wonder if Minionjit is going to join the show.
Separate login, perhaps.
Doobie doo. So,
have you had any technical issues of the last little 8?
You know what? In all honesty, I haven't been doing a lot of installs, but I have been doing some research, just on some various little deployment projects. Thinking about, how can we kind of better some of the test environments that I kind of have to keep around? Because, you know, I've kind of told my stories, all the upgraded machines that I've been doing and so on and so forth, and I've created the backup solution that I've been using. I've kind of cobbled together a bunch of pieces to backup laptops. And I'm thinking, you know, instead of continually rebuilding all of these machines, maybe I should put that stuff into a virtual machine and, you know, actually have it replicatable. So anyway, that I haven't really done much as far as that's concerned.
It doesn't surprise me.
Well, so somebody has to make sure that you actually get to the airport on.
That is true. That is true.
though I have to say, the one thing that killed me on this trip is that both times we got on the plane, you were sitting back at row 31 or 32, which is literally one row back from the back of the plane. And this somehow became my fault.
It's one row ahead of the gates of hell, I think.
And this somehow became my fault.
It did, because you didn't remind me that you should never sit behind row 17 or something like that. I was basically stuck in small kid hell. And the worst was, on the way back, I was in an aisle seat, but I was one row in front of the bathrooms. So every person and their dog was walking past and bumping into me as I'm trying to sleep. And even the serving people were bumping into me all the time. And not to mention the lovely odor that...
That emanates from the... Yeah.
It was bad.
Yeah.
I will never do that again.
Yeah.
I don't know what it was. I would have actually taken a middle seat.
Yeah.
Given up my aisle seat for middle seat up in the front when I should have done.
Yes.
As opposed to having that aisle seat.
Now, what you should have done is actually, because you have, even though it is bottom of the barrel status, you can still select your seats well in advance, and I guess you just ignored that.
I don't know. I'm out of practice.
Hey, how about some random spending? Is it random spending? No, it's beer money now, isn't it?
Beer money next. No.
It's beer money. Have you done anything to help out your friends, your neighbors? Other people on the show?
I do have one. It's kind of interesting. We all do tech support for friends all the time. That's why we have a 7 call beer money right now. And I have a friend of mine who's back in the home base up in the Great White North. And she runs her own business. And she bought a laptop to be able to run the business from the storefront that she has, because it's actually brick and mortar storefront that she has. And somehow that particular machine has gotten itself into a state of unhappiness. I would have to assume that it's due to her staff surfing and installing crap and getting infected like you would normally expect things to happen. in that kind of environment. You know, because people always click on links and stuff like that. Ooh, look. Look, someone wants to talk to me. I should say yes. She's like, oh, well, I'm thinking about getting a new laptop. What do you think of this guy here? And it was a laptop for $259 from Walmart.
Okay. So, is it a brand of a laptop, or is it just kind of the...
It's at the point where it's like, do I invest the time to go and look at it and figure it out and see if it's worth anything, or do I just tell her that a $250 laptop just isn't going to cut it for what she wants?
Well, now, that's not necessarily true because, I don't know if up in the Great White North this is true, but I mean, we just went through Black Friday here, right, the day after Thanksgiving, and all these stores have great sales, and actually, there were some great sub-$300 laptops available out there. So I don't know if you can necessarily claim that, but there's a minimum bar of entry, right?
Definitely a middle bar. And also a, I think it might have been one of those Chromebooks.
Oh.
Have you worked with one of those before?
No. I've never worked with one.
I've never seen one before. I'll fess up. You know, I normally am pretty well versed in all variety of different types of technologies, but I've never seen in the wilds a real Chromebook ever used before. And you know, for what she's going to be doing with it, maybe it's going to work for her, maybe not. But you know, she's one of those types that's probably just going to be doing the Facebooks and doing emails, and that's it.
Right.
So it might work for her.
I have to actually come to this. Minionjit says, McGuyjit says, he had five toddlers who cried and screamed all the way from Houston to Chicago. I had somebody, there was actually a toddler who cried and screamed all the way from Houston to Seattle. It wasn't a toddler. It's the co-host of this radio show. Ladwig says he had a quiet flight with an empty middle seat next to him, so I think he might have to be he'll be flogged next
yes.
time. And you know, and this is what happens. I mean, obviously, just coming after U.S. Thanksgiving, we traveled the Sunday of
Thanksgiving,
which is the day.
Don't ever do that.
Yeah, it's the day everybody comes back, Heather had a King singing Salt and Pepper Push It on the flight. Yes. And then I believe after reading your status update, Heather, on the social medias, that it then turned into Wheels on the Bus. And I'm pretty sure I agree with you that you have to go back. And can we go back to Salt and Pepper versus Wheels on the Bus?
We have a winner.
J-Shock looks like he's going to go recover a hard drive.
Oh,
so
nice.
J-Shock's going to have some beer money. That's always good. Beer money is always good. Yeah, so Hank NL actually posted in the chat room a YouTube link to Chromebook versus a real PC.
I know that
I haven't watched that video, so
I know that they had the guys from Pawn Stars. There's been some controversy,
yeah,
with that video that Microsoft commissioned with a person going in to try to pawn a Chromebook for money to be able to get enough money for a ticket to go to Hollywood. And so Rick is talking about, no, lady, this isn't a laptop. You see what this means? It actually, to me, it was chuckly funny.
Did he make an offer?
No, he didn't even want it.
Yeah.
But it was cheesy. I definitely will say it was cheesy. It was kind of funny, but it was cheesy.
Yeah.
So I agree. But, of course, all the Microsoft haters were there.
Oh, I'll bet.
In well force. Because, you know, it was released on YouTube, which has switched to using Google Plus as comments.
Yes.
And so, you know, obviously a lot of people are very, very friendly to the Chrome environment would have been involved, that sort of stuff. What did you just take out of your bag?
It's time. You know what it's time for? It's time for the next segment of the show. And even though we're burning through these segments really quickly, which just basically means that we've got more time to talk about random things that don't really even matter.
Because this is all planned.
Yeah. Oh, exactly.
It is time. Random spending. Now, tends to go down for me around Christmas time.
Oh.
My significant other basically tells me, if you buy one more thing this month, I'm going to kill you. Because I am well known for basically buying all my Christmas gifts during the month of December myself without even thinking, oh, that would make a good Christmas gift. And then she has to do returns or something like that.
So, yeah. So I have this guy, and people at home can't see this.
Freaking pissing me off is what you are.
So I actually have the Dell Venue 8 Pro.
Scott even called it out.
Yes. And I actually have it in my hot little hands. Now, this is this is how geeky I am. When I walked in the door after we returned from Houston.
So when I dropped you off at your house at 9:30 at night.
Yep, at 9:30 at night. Everybody's in bed. I mean, everybody's in bed. It was a rough day. We had a little sick child, but that happens. The first thing I did was I dropped my bag off, went and hugged and kissed all the kids and everything. And then I went looking. Where is it? Because I got the update that it had shipped and that it had arrived at the house.
Just in time to be missed to take it on the trip.
Yes, exactly. It arrived the next day. So the very first thing that I haven't unpacked. I haven't done anything. I go find the package, open it up, plug it in, and start getting the thing set up. And I have to tell you, I am pretty darn impressed for an 8-inch tablet that's essentially a pro PC.
It's
very, very snappy.
Running Intel.
Right. It's an Intel processor.
It's a quad-core Atom, I do believe, if I remember correctly.
Atom
processor, but it's a quad-core.
Yeah.
And
it just says Intel Inside on the on the case that I've got here.
My geeky friends have told me it's a quad-core Atom Haswell processor. And so, therefore, it is snappy, it is fast, it is an 8-inch form factor, and I'm very jealous, because I actually have two of those at my house, but they're not mine.
Oh?
Other softies have bought them from outside of the state and have shipped to my house,
and
I have to ship them off to them now. One is Australia, one's Canada.
Well, you failed miserably, my friend, by not getting one.
And so I have to babysit them and give them off to these people now, but yeah, as Scott mentioned, there is the 12 days of Christmas sale going on at the Microsoft store, and Monday is the first day.
Yes.
And there are 10 $99 items of Dell Venue Pros
at
every single Microsoft store. Only 10. So the first 10 people
So you're going to be in line overnight.
$99. Then apparently there's another 10 discounted price at $199, which is what I think ours was for our internal Microsoft. It's congratulations price for those things.
Somewhere along those lines,
like that. And then if after that, it goes to regular price at $299. I think it's a steal at $299, personally. But
I would agree with
10
you.
Of them for $99?
Yeah.
I'm freaking out.
Awesome.
So there's also an unspecified number available in the online store. So
In
theory, you could go. But I don't know if it's like midnight Eastern, midnight.
Well, it doesn't matter because the great thing about being on the Pacific time zone is midnight Eastern is, you know, that's prime time for us. We're still up watching, you know, trashy television shows, right?
Yep.
Ladwig says Costco has them on sale online as well. That's how he bought his. Ladwig, also, you asked a question, did I get the case and stylus? No, I did not. excuse me.
My buddy did get the case and also the stylus.
Now, I had heard that some folks don't necessarily, they weren't particularly happy with the Dell case, but there's another third-party case that has gotten some pretty good reviews on some online sites.
The case is being claimed that it's rather plasticky. From a touch and feel perspective, rather stiff, but it is not bad, but it works as a fan.
Now, ideally, I'd like to just get a sleeve, because I'm not kind of a case guy when it comes to this stuff. I mean, I just like to have access to the device. And, you know... don't drop it, please. The other thing that... on the stylus. I don't use the stylus a lot on my Surface. I mean, I do use it for some stuff. I mean, I come into the office...
I haven't lost three styluses... Styli. I would have been using my Styli a lot more. It's got a very nice texture to the back.
It really does. It really has this great feel.
And the Dell logos, like inside of it.
Yeah. But the one thing I am going to go do, I actually went by our store on campus yesterday, and unfortunately they didn't have them. They've been out of stock. But the Wedge keyboard, the Microsoft Wedge keyboard, comes with a little kind of case cover that sits over the keyboard, but that also will actually hold kind of at an angle, like a kickstand sort of thing, this device as well. That's the one thing I definitely need. I really do need a Bluetooth keyboard for this and something that's more portable. I'm starting to get used to the on-screen keyboard, but I've been spoiled. I've been spoiled by Surface. Surface has spoiled me by the fact that the keyboard is just always on the device.
And
sometimes I forget the thing comes off, right? I was on the plane on the flight back from Houston, and I kept fighting with the keyboard. I'm like, I just get it out of the way because I have to eat my fruit and cheese plate. Right? You have to kind of spread out, right? Because you got to make sure you separate. You've got the apples on one side, the green grapes, the purple grapes,
you need three quarters of a piece of cheese on each cracker.
Exactly,
and
because that's how it works.
You enough cheese left over to fill the last cracker.
Exactly.
Right.
Plus, and then you have to deal with the what's the other
leafy lettuce? Which is do you eat the lettuce?
No,
I don't eat the lettuce.
But what's the brie? The little
there's a squishy cheese.
Yeah, and I actually carve. I don't eat the.
The moldy
stuff on the top. No.
It's not mold. It's the rind.
Well, I know. I get it. It's the rind. But it's just not a flavor that I like.
There's no flavor to the rind.
Yeah, no, there absolutely is. There absolutely is. It's a bitter thing.
I've got a plate of stinky cheese in my fridge I should introduce you to. It's got rind on it.
I'd much rather not.
It's really good. I love stinky cheese. I love stinky cheese.
But at any rate, and then I'm like, Hey, Bonehead Patch, the keyboard comes off.
Yeah.
Quit fighting with the thing, right? And then I was able to watch the movie and the television.
So I actually have Surface 2 Envy.
You have Surface 2 Envy.
I have a couple of friends that have the Surface 2.
Well, Jay Shock says he just got one over the weekend.
I know, and he's got the 8-gig version, so he's stepped it up to the 256 SSD drive. That would be the one I'd be buying myself.
Absolutely, I'm right there with you.
The fact you can have the second click, like I've been trying to use my Surface RT for a number of things, and the biggest thing that bothers me is I don't have the right angle when I'm using it.
Yeah,
because of the second click. It's gorgeous. I love the engineering behind it, but I want that second click. So
Jay Shock says he was running two VMs on them. 8 gig of RAM, 256 gig version.
Oh, nice.
That's fantastic. Fantastic. Heather says she got the Jot Pro Stylus for Surface at the local MS store.
I have no idea what that is.
I have no idea either. We'll ask and she can answer in the chat room and we'll communicate with the rest of the folks. Is it the difference between that and the styli that comes with the device?
I have a styli.
You do have it. Wow, look at that. This is
a TARDIS.
Toothpick. Oh, okay. It kind of looks like a toothpick there at the end there.
I don't know why it's
like versus having
a letter opener or something like that. Does it work?
No, it's not working.
What?
Oh, there it is. Yeah, it works.
Just closed off the show.
Yeah. Oh, it's a where are the idiots that are talking on the radio? It's McGuyjit says it's a capacitive stylus. Launched via Kickstarter. Okay, cool. Do you guys, and Ladwig, I'm going to throw the question out to you because you've got the Venue Pro. Did you get the Styli as well? I mean, I know there were some issues initially.
There's a software update that fixed a bunch of them, apparently.
Yeah, there was a firmware update.
Yeah.
So the first thing, like I said, when I got home, I unboxed the thing. And now, I'm going to change the subject, then we'll get back to the whole stylus thing and the firmware updates. Let me ask
you're deviating
when
from the script. What are you talking about?
There is no script. It's the two of us. What are you talking about? When you actually get a new toy, when you've gone out and you've used up your beer money, right, for random spending, is unboxing a big deal to you? Or do you just, like, go in, shred the whole thing, just give it to me?
I've tried to do some unboxing pictures and video.
I don't go that far.
And it's stupid. I don't know. I will definitely say that there is a definite pleasure in unboxing well-made solutions, I will say. I particularly had a great time on the packing, shipping slate and the box it was in. But... I don't know. I appreciate it, but at the same time, it's like it's a box, and it's in the way of all the stuff that I have. So I tend to be a bit 5-year-oldish when I open stuff.
So you just shred the crap out of it.
I generally just shred stuff, unless I'm trying to do an unboxing blog post with pictures and stuff.
Right.
But
now I'm not a big fan of the unboxing video and taking video, but when I unbox a device, I kind of savor it a little bit, right? I kind of slice through or pull back the little, sticky sticker tabs that kind of hold it together. And then I like to, this box, I have to say, for a box, is pretty cool. And I like to pull the top of the box and just go, oh, look at that.
We have Rigsby joining us today.
Rigsby has joined us. Well, wow. We've just got quite the forum going on here.
Oh, my goodness.
Hey, Rigsby, welcome to the show. Hopefully you're surviving the Pacific Northwest Arctic blast.
Yep.
I think I saw a penguin on the way
into the secret.
I'm looking
forward to unboxing an Xbox One.
Yeah?
I would guess. I have not. I have a mysterious, similarly sized, brown, nondescript packing box that looks as though it's the appropriate weight and size for an Xbox One inside the Christmas area, I shall say, in the back room. I'm looking forward to unboxing that.
I really hope your family does not listen to the show.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. The one time they do, right? Spoiler alert.
Yeah.
So we're getting crap for actually expending the beer money. Well, okay. We random spend. We earn the beer money so that we can random spend, but we always set aside enough to buy more beer.
Of course.
I mean, that's just a given.
I've got, this weekend, I've got to finish off my, I've got three beer. I've got to pack and get ready inside the final kegs.
Awesome. I'm going to have to come over.
It's a German Altbier.
Altbier.
And a Manny's IPA clone.
Oh.
I'll have
tasty
10 gallons of beer.
And they just need to be carbonated after we do this, and then we can
carbonated, forced carbonation, and attached up to the taps and rolled up the
oven. Ooh, we're
still,
getting
I still weekend. Have coffee porter left over. That's like the endless keg. It will not die.
Yeah.
And I still have the maple.
I'll have to come by and fill up a growler again with that coffee porter. Heather says, save some money for Oak Grand May, and I agree. We'll talk more about that as we move along. It's a great little bar in Houston. Frederick says it's snowing in the Sweden.
Wow.
That's not to talking about the, because this is a technical show, even though we tend to go all sorts of things. Rigsby says that you need to bring along some of your homebrew for the Tech Ed beer share.
Oh, that's a good, he brings up a good point. I discovered, speaking of beer money, a new growler this past weekend.
Do tell.
There is a company, and I forget the damn name of the company now, but there's a company that basically makes stainless steel growlers in the form of a mini keg.
Oh.
So it's a growler sized, but it is more compact than you would expect. Like normally the glass growlers, they're big jugs and stuff. The coolest ones I'd seen so far was actually from a location in Portland that my friend goes down to, because you can fill up the growler. It's a beautiful growler with a ceramic top that opens up at the top and locks back down again, so it's reusable, with a big metal handle on it, like a big jug kind of handle. And he just recently found this one, which is a stainless steel mini keg. And there's a picture on the website of the mini keg being driven over by a truck.
Cool.
So it's really strong.
Well, now here's the thing, though. We obviously can't carry that beer on.
Yes, you can.
No, because it's liquid.
Doesn't matter.
It's liquid. You can't carry that on a plane.
Well, you check it.
Okay, right. You check it. So are you going to carry a second bag? Oh, you know what we should do? You know the really cool cases that we send all of our gear down in?
Yeah, the Pelican cases.
Yeah. We need to have a beer Pelican case. Like with the little styrofoam inserts that the little growlers and kegs can sit in? Yeah.
Let's work a couple of different types of beer and have a sampling party. For people.
Anyway, we've completely got derailed, which is pretty typical given this show. Going back, I'm really curious with the stylists on the venue and those who actually have one. Shout out in the chat room, Ledwig or I think Heather mentioned that she had the venue. Maybe she doesn't, but how much do you actually use it? On an 8-inch form factor, I'm not really sure how much I would actually use the stylus. I look at the 8-inch form factor more as a consumption device, and that's literally what it's become. I mean, the minute I unboxed it, I charged it. It actually had a pretty good charge in it, which is the one thing that I loved. What are you pointing at?
You can't see, but we have J-Shocks on the line.
Oh, J-Shocks on the line? Okay. Anyway, let me finish the story. The first thing I did is fired up Hulu and got caught up on the season finale of The Blacklist, which is one of my favorites. I won't spoil it. But I look at this as a consumption device. So I'm really kind of concerned. Ladwig says he doesn't have it yet. It's intended to be a consumption device for him as well. I just look at the stylus as something else I'm going to lose.
Oh, yeah.
It makes sense for me when I'm using my Surfi to use the stylus. I'm just kind of testing it out. Ladwig, you ask if I've tried out Miracast. I have not yet. I don't have Miracast television, but that Xbox One thing. When we arrange that, I'll give it a shot. So, Heather says she uses it on her Surface to take notes or just to keep the fingerprints down on the screen. Yeah, that's great. The problem is my touch devices. You know my addiction, my game addiction.
Yeah.
The daily tap-tiles thing. Yes, tap-tiles exactly. So my screen tends to have this circle that's a little bit bigger than a grapefruit of all these little tiny tap marks on my screen. I wonder if a stylus will help. But then I can't use the multiple fingers when you get like all the green ones you're trying to call.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know. Caller.
I think J-Shock is a stylus man.
J-Shock, are you a stylus man?
Depending on what I'm using it for. Sleeping? No, no stylus.
It depends
on
what he's using.
Well, like on my Surface no Pro stylus. 2, I've been using the stylus.
I use it for notes. I'm a note scribbler and taker and doodler in OneNote, so I definitely use stylus. Except
or,
for the problem
you know,
that I always
drawing,
use with
like,
that.
Scan out like a quick diagram. Hey, I want to network this way. But when I'm actually like consuming stuff, no, the stylus goes away and I'm using my fingers. So I could see myself using the Venue Pro 8 with just finger only.
Right. Right, and that's kind of how I went at it.
He enjoys
my thing,
the
though,
gift
about
the
that 8-inch tablet, I want freaking LTE in it, man.
Now, okay, I'm 100% with you on that. And actually, the Venue 8 and the Venue 11 will be coming with LTE in the future. The thing is, though, is it's my understanding that, at least temporarily, those will only be available through your cell phone provider.
Which sucks.
At least temporarily.
So I actually looked at, I tried the Nokia 1520 as kind of thinking, hey, you know, it's large enough, maybe it'd be a good consumption device. But man, oh man, they didn't really do anything good with that screen.
Yeah.
At all.
I haven't had a chance to play with one.
Well, the thing about it is, I compared it next to my 920, and my 920 showed like 7 text messages on the screen, and the 1520 showed 7 text messages on that larger screen. So it's not like taking advantage of being able to like show me 10 because it has more, you know, it basically scales up the image size or the text size.
So it's made for old people like me that need to have larger print, basically.
I never said that, Rick. You can't say that I said that.
Nice. Very nice.
Ladwig says he uses a hotspot instead of built-in mobile, which. So I'm kind of torn on that concept, right? For me, it's, okay, I like the concept of the hotspot because then I could use multiple devices, but then there's the situation where I only want one device with me. I'm not going to be bringing my entire bag, and it would be kind of cool to have. There's also some people who I know who, for their business, are looking toward the next generation tablet. They don't want to do the iDevice. They're looking for a Windows experience to run their business on. So it'll be, yeah. I'm kind of torn. I'm kind of torn between the two.
Oh, yeah.
Heather and Ladwig. Oh, go ahead, J-Shock.
I was just saying, you know, as far as the Pro 2, this thing's been amazing since I got it. I mean, like I said, I was running an IIS and a SQL VM testing out .NET Nuke 7.2, and it was just perfect. Totally ran everything I wanted to.
I've got envy again. But the problem is that I went out and got this other device here, so now I have to go earn more beer money so I can buy it.
Yeah, and I'm
exactly,
stuck with nothing. Nothing.
You'll get nothing and like it. No, 10 days of Christmas, or 10 days of
12
sale,
days
or
of
12 days of 10.
I don't like
12 venue. Days of 10 something or other.
They like
card yeah.
you at the store to say, are you? Do you have a little?
You're a consumer.
You think so?
You're a consumer at that point. You're a consumer at that point.
Well,
yeah, absolutely.
So would that be like a show up on Sunday at midnight?
I don't know. I'd have to get more details on the sale. I didn't even know it was happening.
See, my thing, I was looking at that, but now I'm actually thinking about, you know, getting unlocked 1020 and a move to T-Mobile where I can have phone be a MiFi basically, because I can't do that on AT&T.
Yeah, no, I do tether. I haven't tried to tether the Venue 8, but I don't tether a lot. It's really kind of when I'm in a, oh, I really need to do this. I really need to do this now, like picking a good seat on the airplane.
Exactly. And there's no, you know, it's becoming ubiquitous lately that you can get Wi-Fi anywhere. I mean, you know, being in healthcare, I go to the partner's hospitals, and there's Wi-Fi all over the hospital.
I love Rigsby's comment there in the chat room. Sit in a busy Starbucks and set your hotspot SSID to NSA surveillance team number 6 just to look around at the faces of hipsters and other people's PCs. I love that.
I would just start laughing. I
would
think.
So do that.
I don't know. I can keep a straight face.
I have set the my SSID on one of my laptops before to be unmarked white van.
Unmarked white van. That's brilliant.
Thanks for calling in, Jay Shock.
No problem.
It's great hearing your voice again, my friend.
All right. Let's see what else we have going on in the chat room. You know what? I'm with Ladwig as well. Too many cool devices in the pipeline. There is just so much stuff. It's the holiday season.
Yeah.
So a lot of stuff is coming out. I had to get with it. And I don't know why. I felt like I had to get this 8-inch Venue. But
what is that form factor like for the most important app in your house? Animal Jam.
So because I don't have the keyboard yet.
They don't like it?
Well, because they use the keyboard to move around.
Yeah.
So I haven't tried it, and I don't want to try it until I get the keyboard. And I thought, you know, because last time I was over at the company store, there were plenty of those keyboards.
Yeah.
But apparently everybody else has the same idea I do when they got the Venues. So they went out and did that. The device, it is pure consumption for me. Long battery life, watching movies on the plane, you know, that kind of a, you know, just sitting around, which really, in all honesty, my Surface has done a great job with. It's just that sometimes I'm just like, well, my phone's a little too small, but the Surface is a little too big. Let's just grab something that can sit on the coffee table and I can just, you know.
Because you and I both have the Fires, Kindles, that sort of stuff that we have as well.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, and yes, and as nice far as a reader. Factor. Yeah, no, absolutely. That's. And I'm addicted to my Kindle to read, right? Yeah. Am I one of the only people in the world left that sometimes feel like that an audio device needs to be an audio device and not do 18 other things because audio should, maybe it's because I'm an audio snob, but it's kind of the same thing with the reader. The reader does such a great job. And there's actually one key reason here is that a lot of times, I'll actually have the Mobi files or the EPUB, the reader files, and I want to sideload them, so to speak, and the Kindle allows me to do that. Unfortunately, the readers on the other devices don't allow me to do that right now. And I know there's some other reader software out there, but, you know, the great thing I love about Kindle is the fact that it's cloud, the whole cloud sync thing. So, yeah, anyway, I'm kind of like that. And, Ladwig, I'm with you. I don't have one device either. I still use my Zune, crazy as it sounds. And my old school Kindle. Did we really just get the 90 seconds to go left in the show?
90 second warning in our ear. We don't have a name for the next show yet.
Well, then we need to very quickly get a name for the next show. So we're going to take somebody who just shouts out a random word into the chat room. Do you have a random word?
Not yet. Need the first word.
Kringle. Thank you. All right. Kringle.
Okay. Kringle. Scott, you're a little bit late, man. We're going to go with Kringle.
Okay.
Kringle.
Maple.
Stylus.
That's it. Kringle Maple Stylus. That is going to be the name of the next show, which is going to be in just a mere 2 weeks. We're not going to come up against the holidays, are we? If only we had this thing called the calendar. 2 weeks, it'll be the 20th. So it'll be October before the holidays.
It'll be one after the holidays.
Yeah. So we'll actually be able to deal with the holidays. Hey, I want to shout out to everybody who joined us in the chat room. Frederick, Green Matter, Hank NL, Heather, welcome, Jay Shock, K.O. Beckman, Gaijin, and Rigby, and of course, Ladwig, or as I call him, Ladwig. There's also a couple of guests who dropped in. We're going to see you all again in just another couple of weeks.
Thank you.
We'll see you next time on the Patch Switch Show.